and Kindness said, "Bullets is okay. Bullets is quick." They kept on following us along the beach. The guard's eyes went wide.
"Who is chasing you girls?"
"The same men who burned our village. The oil company's men." The rifle began to shake in the guard's hand.
"Christ Jesus," he said.
There were men's shouts and dogs barking very loud now. I couldn't hear the surf anymore. 5 brown dogs came out of the jungle running. They were mad from howling. Their sides and their paws were bleeding from the jungle thorns. The sisters screamed and ran past the guard. The guard stopped and he lifted his gun and he fired. The lead dog somersaulted over in the sand. His ear was shot off and a piece of his head too, I think. The pack of dogs skidded and stopped and they tore into the fallen dog. They were biting out chunks of the neck flesh while the back legs were still thrashing and twitching. I screamed. The guard was shaking. From out of the jungle, 6 men came running. They wore tracksuit trousers, all torn, and vests and running shoes, gold chains. They moved quickly up on us. They ignored the dogs. One was holding a bow, holding it drawn. The others were waving their machetes, daring the guard to shoot. They came right up to us.
There was a leader. He had a wound in his neck. It was rotting. I could smell it. I knew he was going to die soon. Another of the men wore a wire necklace, and it was strung with dried brown things that looked like mushrooms. When he saw Kindness, this man pointed at her. Then he made circles on his nipples with his fingers, and he grinned. I am trying to report this as matter-of-factly as I know how. The guard said, "Keep walking, Mr. and Mrs." But the man with the neck wound, the leader, said,
"No, you stop."
"I will shoot," the guard said.
But the man said,
"Maybe you will get one of us, maybe two."
The man with the bow was aiming at the guard's neck, and he said,
"Maybe you get none of us. Maybe you should have shoot us when we was far away."
The guard stopped walking backward, and we stopped too. Little B and Kindness went around behind us. They put me and my husband between themselves and the hunters. The hunters were passing around a bottle of something I thought was wine. They were taking turns to drink. The man with the bow and arrows was getting an erection. I could see it under his tracksuit trousers. But his expression didn't change, and his eyes never moved from our guard's neck. He was wearing a black bandana. The bandana said Emporio Armani. I looked at Andrew. I tried to speak calmly, but the words were crushed in my throat.